to another episode, episode 30 of Hacker Voice Radio, on the 20th of September 2005. This is a special 30th episode. Dan, how's it going, buddy?
I'm good.
Fantabulastic.
Yes. Hacker Voice Radio, the best damn radio show in the world. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
We are here fighting for your freedom. Your freedom to hack, to think, and to live. A place where you can truly speak your mind. A place like Russia, the same Russia that has more civil liberties than us.
Oh, yes.
We've got a good few things to talk about.
Yep.
We've got some good news, some sad news, and some sexy news. And some scary news.
Oh.
Planet's naked.
Oh my god.
It's the way to the pictures. He's kidding on his way to see Serenity, but he's the way to see a dirty movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's been saving up for his lap dance.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we kick it off with some news? Well, you're typing, so I'll kick off with some news.
Cool, okay, go ahead.
We were saying Firefox 1.5 Beta 1 has just been released. Nothing's different in the user interface side of things. Few features here and there I think they're going to be putting in, but there's a wee thing in the tools menu where you can click on it, or you can press Control Shift and Delete, and it clears all private data.
Oh, nice.
I like that. I like it or not. There's something else, right? This has been on, this was on BBC News 24 yesterday morning. The Liberal Democrats are holding their annual party conference in Blackpool. They're in the second day. And the very first thing they outlined at the conference was, they want to do away with the whole idea of national ID cards.
Okay.
Right, this, for election 2005, I actually voted for the Liberal Democrats. And, because I like Charlie Kennedy here. Yeah, but they want to completely do away with national ID cards. They don't like the idea because they feel that it will completely destroy any chance of civil liberties that the UK has left.
Yeah, that's true.
So they are going all out in a full offensive against national ID cards. So well done.
I just hope that they'll stick with it and that they'll actually, you know, won't go, oh, actually, well, we kind of like them because we have no other choice.
No, that's too conservative for them. You know, I mean, the Liberal Democrats are about protecting people's freedom. You know, they've been like that for over 100 years. That, I mean, even when Winston Churchill was one of the Liberal Democrats, he's probably one of the most conservative of them, but, you know, he felt that the people's rights had to be protected and fought for. You know, and we all know what fighting he done.
Yeah.
Apologies, by the way, everybody, I actually have a cold, so you might hear me sniffing and again. We've got some sexy news, which I've already pulled up and I don't need to pull up again, hang on. ATI pitches their new PC TV thing. Today they unveiled a new consumer brand covering high quality video performance across platforms from TVs to PCs. Dubbed Avivo, the technology builds on experience ATI gained developing and selling its Xylion line of image processing chips for digital TVs. It's like the high definition stuff that they're rolling out here, I think, this year.
Yeah.
The brand encompasses a range of image enhancement features, all of which will be applied across ATI's product lines, including Radeon, All-in-One and Radeon Express. And the Friday night show, when I was on the planet, we actually spoke about ATI's new chip that they're bringing out. That's probably one of the most advanced graphics chips that they have, which has a 256-bit bus. So that's nice. Avivo is focusing on improving brightness, colour, video resolution and de-interlacing. And whilst Avivo technology isn't new, ATI's CR550 Pro TV encoder chip, which introduced last March, already meets Avivo specifications for video capture and encoding. But it provides automatic gain control to cope with sudden changes in picture brightness, 3D configuring to better separate the colour and brightness, information encoding, analog TV signal, noise reduction techniques, and levels of MPEG-2 compression in the hardware.
Nice.
Yeah. Avivo specifies H.264 decoding hardware, which will be coming up with ATI's R520 chip and its derivatives next month. Meanwhile, the Theater 500 Pro already offers Avivo level 12-bit analog to digital converter and incorporates techniques to reduce the effect of multipath interference on the TV signal. Suffice to say, it also supports HDTV and DVI and HDMI, digital connections, VGA, S-Video, all that stuff. It's sexy, very sexy. ATI's motivation is Microsoft's push to establish Media Center Edition as the standard form of Windows XP Home Edition and eventually Windows Vista Home Edition. By the way, that takes one another bit of news from the ATI story.
Yeah.
Did you see the articles stating that Microsoft will be releasing 7 different flavours of Vista?
Uh-huh. That's,
did you see that?
It's just ridiculous, man. How many more versions of the same crap can you release?
Exactly. It's just another way to milk consumers, OEMs, all our fuckwits that are stupid enough to buy the bastard thing out of more money. Put it this way, ATI says, right, let's put it Microsoft shit, because rather us than Nvidia.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just looking out for their own ass. And Steve Jobs is fighting against greedy record companies. The CEO of Apple vowed on Tuesday, today, to resist music companies' greedy demands for price increases in iTunes, and warned that such a move can encourage piracy.
Right.
Speaking to reporters before the opening of the Apple Expo in Paris, Jobs admitted some record companies were lobbying to raise the price of each song download, which currently stands at 99 cents on the US iTunes site. If all the associated manufacturing and marketing costs are taken into consideration, record companies already make more profit selling a song via iTunes than on CD. So if they want to raise the prices, it just means they're getting a little greedy. That's a direct quote from Steve Jobs. But that's right, I've always liked this guy.
Yeah.
You know, he gives it to people straight. And put that's right, standing up against the record companies, you know, it's always good, because bitches anyway. Three students that were actually accused of hacking into a Bay County computer system and changing class grades for friends have actually been allowed back into their class after being suspended. But the third member was expelled for one semester. The Bow brothers, aged 16, were expelled after 3 of 5 county school board members voted to support the move. Brothers were charged with offence against intellectual property, a felony earlier this month. His alleged cohorts, Jeremiah Mason and Kyle Parkinson, both 16, served suspensions before returning to school. They are charged with being a principal to offence against intellectual property, also a felony. What's the rule here? Don't hack into your school network. Because
sure.
It's just asking for trouble.
Hackers crack the CRM system. It's said that in title a few-scale review of a programming process after one of the users on Wednesday posted an article on broadband information site Whirlpool of how to obtain details of other customers' orders over the web. The problem was fixed the following morning before anyone could take advantage, the vendor said. The chief executive, Ikak, oh fuck's sake, why do they all have weird fucking names? Tells that we've basically changed the process of which we release changes to make them sure that they're completely tested and compliant before we release them to the web. The author of the post, logged in his Canberra's resident Tim Malone, said that the technique was easy as changing in an order number in a web address header. Wow, that's just...
Fucking hell.
Fuck's sake. So they're not even using cookies.
Pussies.
There is not even a simple check to see if your logged in account number matches the one that owns the order. A number of techniques had previously allowed him to pick an Egwin number and freely divert it to whatever phone number he wished. Tails concluded that the problem existed but denied everybody had taken advantage of it. My understanding was that, I tell you what, they don't even fucking know that if people did take advantage of it or not, because they can't fucking check because they're not passing cookies through.
Exactly.
Whirlpool customers could, by second-guessing other customers' order numbers, view somebody else's purchase order, he told ZNet Australia, admitting that he would reveal details of the order such as customer's name, delivery address, and so on, credit card information, and all that kind of crap. Tell said no credit card information was disclosed in our part of the CRM system, but you can always ring up and say, hey, I'm this person, I live at this address. What's my credit card number that I've given you? The system has blamed the problems with errors programs in the EGIN contract to build his CRM. So, looks like they've either purchased such a shit CRM system that is full of holes and, you know.
Yeah, that sucks. It's just stupid. I mean, that URL hacking. That's stupid. I've actually got a wee story here concerning Google and AOL. Google could try to bid for America Online in order to preempt the Microsoft takeover and protect the $380 million US dollars in revenue that Google gets from its biggest partner, according to an analyst. I think it was early last week that Microsoft said that it wants to make a move and buy AOL out from Time Warner. Time Warner have been trying to get rid of AOL since they merged, because it has been draining so much money from the company and the stock has gone down so much since then. An analyst at Merrill Lynch, Lauren Rich, said, we believe it is entirely possible that Google could consider making a bid for AOL.
Yeah.
This would certainly protect Google's revenues from AOL, as well as to enable Google to keep 100% of the search advertising revenues, as well as a gain in significant amount of content. Because we all know what would happen if Microsoft took over AOL. I mean, put it this way, right, in America, AOL was still a massive internet service provider, surprisingly. And in the UK, they've got a pretty good market share as well. So that's not even worse. That's not even worth thinking about. The New York Times reported on Thursday, that's when it was, that Microsoft was in talks with AOL's parent, Time Warner, on merging AOL with MSN, and other options as ways to counter the serious competitive threat that Google poses in the portal and search market. So basically, Google's turning around and saying, tell you what, you want AOL? We want AOL. Google began providing search services for AOL in 2002. Actually, it was 2000, replacing Overture. No, that was 2000. Google and AOL broadened their agreement. Google pays AOL every time someone clicks on one of its sponsored links and gets advertisers, and lets advertisers bid for the AOL search result placements for specific keywords that users enter. The Merrill Lynch note came within days after Google raised $4.1 $1 billion in a secondary stock offering.
Fuck.
Holy fuck. Google declined to comment. Google representatives have instituted a policy of not talking to CNET News.com reporters until July 2006 in response to privacy issues raised by a previous story, so that's why they're not talking. A Time Warner representative declined to comment, and an AOL representative did not immediately return a call seeking comment. So basically, AOL Time Warner are saying, we don't know which one we're going for.
Sure.
I mean, I hope Google get it, because Google is a lot nicer than what Microsoft is. So. But we like them better.
Okay, in uber fucking cool fembot news, Linux Devices is reporting that a run of 100 Linux-powered humanoid robots goes on sale this Friday in Japan. Right. The article price sets 1.5 million yen, about $14,000, not including the 10,000 yen, $90 monthly service fee. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries conceived of Wakamuru as a pleasant companion offering a range of electronic age valiant services.
Is she a sex fembot?
Yeah, well, actually, not really, but it looks fucking cool.
We need a hacker.
Yeah. Wakamuru featured the continuous access of the internet, comes with equipped with voice and face recognition capabilities that allows the robot to search following voices, faces and movements. It has the ability to comprehend and interact with humans, such as discussing daily news, and it obtains via the internet. That'd be really cool if you could discuss, you know, interesting hacking and FRFID stuff with it.
Yes, but there's a bad thing in it. If you let a fembot with artificial intelligence loose on the internet, then I'll be even more fucking paranoid.
It's just gonna get depressed and kill itself.
Exactly. It's gonna kill me.
Yeah, based on a built-in dictionary and a voice recognition, can be programmed to call or email a designated person, a hospital or security firm, if it notices a problem when connecting remotely to Wakamuru via its built-in camera-equipped mobile phone. Users can see images of the house, and robot serves and even communicate with family members at home. The robot has many features. It's a family-friendly and useful for life at home. Lives with family members, speaks spontaneously in accordance with family members' requirements, has its own role in the family. Wow, this is really fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
Natural and rich communication, according to Life Sciences, recognize approximately 10,000 words required for daily life, and provides topics and accordance with life scenes and communications in a friendly manner using gestures. Okay, now if this shit can call out to the internet and it's in your house tracking you every fucking day, do you think it calls home? Do you think it calls someone to say what's going on? What the people have been talking to it about? Okay, maybe. Maybe.
Bye.
Anonymous action. To accordance with its own rhythm of life, the robot has its daily rhythm of life, involves accordance with time and purpose, and automatically changes batteries and lives with family members. Wow, this thing just repeats the family members shit. Information it serves and provides by connecting itself to the internet, connects itself to the internet and provides various external information and services, reflects on the information obtained from the contact and the owner in the succeeding service provision. Wow.
Fucking
that's
hell.
Fucked up shit right there, man.
If I had a fembot, she should have said it wouldn't be in the internet. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be tracking the shit that it's connecting to the internet. I mean, what if this thing is just, like, connecting to the internet and, like, surfing porn? I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, planet was like that.
Yeah, I mean, what if, like, this thing got hijacked by someone? There must be some security flaw, like, you know, maybe it runs Java or something, and you could own it. And can you imagine this thing running around at night with a knife?
Trying to kill you?
Yeah, exactly.
But it would need to be hacked for pleasure.
Yeah. And in the kind of we like to track you news, MasterCard is to distribute RFID credit cards.
Fuck
Reuters
off.
Is reporting that MasterCard accepts to have 4 million PayPass cards in circulation by the end of year. These new cars will be equipped with radio frequency chips that allow customers to pay for purchases by simply waving their cards at readers posted near cash registers, gas pumps. The cards previously covered on Slashdot were announced earlier this year. So this is something we were actually talking about before, where they're trying to build in everything into one card. So you've got your ID, you've got your RFID, you've got your chip and PIN, and you've got your biometrics on there.
It's getting scary because it's happening in a weekly basis now. I mean, we think this is going to be months, maybe even years down the line, but it's happening next week.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we talked about this topic? It's just, you know. And also,
last week there we spoke about the RFID and the passports now from next year.
Yeah. But the thing is, RFID, you can just be sitting next to somebody on the bus and they've got an RFID credit card in their pocket, in their wallet. You pull out your reader and, you know, stick it maybe. It doesn't have to be a great, you know, it doesn't have to be a close distance at all. You've got all their credit card information. It's ridiculous. Yeah, no. It's insecure. You can do pretty much anything you want to RFID if you wish to.
It's silly.
Yeah.
Silly. Steve Jobs is also saying that the Macs on Intel processors, dubbed Macintel, is actually on schedule for June 2006.
Right.
His comments followed speculation here that this week that the Mac maker could ship Intel-based PowerBooks as early as January 2006, with other rumours pointing to a much later introduction. Speaking to reporters at MediaFeds ahead of Apple's Expo Paris, first day, Jobs says, we said we'd be shipping by next June, and we're on track to have that be a true statement.
Okay.
So, it's looking good. I thought they were actually going to put it out later. It's like, a month or two before Vista.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was going to be like, I didn't think it was going to be June, but that's cool. That's even better. I don't have any other news, I'm all out.
So what else were we going to talk about?
Actually, I might have something else to talk about.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, just skim through this article, and otherwise, in meanwhile, so I'll just talk shite.
Okay.
So, and it fucking loads. Yahoo goes TV-tastic. Terry Semple, chief executive of Yahoo, told British TV executives in Cambridge last week that his company offered them their best chance of making money from their archives. Semple told delegates at the Royal Television Society conference that online video search was a way to monetize some of the stuff that's lounging around in warehouses and hasn't made a dime in years. He said Yahoo, exclamation mark, will commission its own content but would need a personality to make it distinct from existing broadcast material. The firm recently announced that employee Kevin Seitz, a video reporter who made his own reputation in Iraq, and Semo forecasts that advertising money will continue to move away from TV and onto the internet. Fuck off, I've got enough. Yahoo and Google are currently battling for the hearts, minds and content of broadcasters, and the BBC has shown more enthusiasm than most for putting its archive online. Now, BBC sees the future. And so they fucking should, because we pay enough for the fucking TV license.
Yeah.
But in addition to that TV related thing, Channel 4 are releasing their own adult channel.
Oh, cool.
Wow. I saw it, I walked out to college this morning, I saw a big massive billboard outside my house, Channel 4 releasing a new adult channel, and I was like, nice. I wonder what they've got to call it though. Hang on a minute, let's see if I can drag it down, because I don't really care. Shame he's not here. If I can find it. News. Shade, it's all shade. Oh, well, that's the news. And lovely news it was.
Yeah. So what's our main topic going to be?
our main topic is THVCon.
Yes. Oh, what's the THVCon about? I've never heard of this.
Would you like to know?
Yes, please.
THVCon is the hopefully massive convention being put on by the Hacker's Voice.
Oh, yes.
Hosted by Scobie, Belial, Planet Lave, and anybody else who wants to come along and say hello. Oh, and another thing, we have a new, I don't know if it's been mentioned in another show, but TC is now a THV member.
Oh, he is, yes, he is, yeah.
Good. Has that been mentioned, yeah?
No, actually, I think, I don't even remember. I know that we did mention it, sort of, maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, we think he's sexy, so that's why we let him in. Right, what we thought we'd do for this episode, to the people who are actually listening to us, if at all, me and Blyle are going to set out a preliminary schedule for THVCon.
Yeah.
And, as people might know who have visited the forums, we are going to be meeting at the Freemasons Arms.
Yes, that's right.
In London, October 7th, I think, what time is it?
It's going to be from 6 o'clock onwards.
Lovely.
It's going to be 6 o'clock onwards to however late we can get it to be. And then the following day, we're going to have certain activities that can be planned before day. And it's going to be... I hope that you're going to stay as far as much as you can on the Saturday. I know Planet will be as well. So we
I go home on the Sunday.
Cool. Okay, so basically we're going to be... We're going to be dedicating the whole weekend to hacking, cracking, and fucking. Hacking.
Don't say that now. You know that's private weekend. Well, at least two whole days of hacksering and exploring many facets of computer technology and our own minds, and it's all lovely stuff.
Yeah.
A few people have actually said to me, and I say, right, I'm not going to name names, but Planet's one of them, they're kind of scared because we're actually going to one of the places where the Illuminati meet.
That's right, it is actually a Masonic Lodge.
Yes, because we're going to a Masonic Lodge, a few people, especially Planet, are shitting themselves. No, I'm not up for it. You know, I've got myself prepared.
Yeah.
They're kind of worried because they think they have to do secret handshakes and all that Illuminati handshakes. And Planet is really shitting himself because he thinks that you booked us in as a Masons meeting.
Well, I mean, what happened was is that when I was booking the thing, my intention was that name was perfect. I thought it was a fantastic name to say, you know, we're meeting at the, you know, Mason's Arms. It's going to be such a, I've forgotten the word, but anyway.
Ironic.
Yeah, exactly. It's very ironic. And when I was on the phone, I said, you know, I'm organizing an event. It's going to be around, you know, 35 to 40 people. And she said, oh, what's going to be happening? I'm like, oh, it's going to be a meeting. And she's like, oh, so it's a Masonic meeting. And I kind of, like, I went a bit white. My seat moved a bit. And then I said, yeah, it's a Masonic meeting. So basically, she thinks this is going to be a Masonic meeting. And in some ways it is, you know.
Yes, we have our own secret society. Sure. Just not the Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be funny though when they see all these fucking scruffy hackers coming in.
With their laptops and...
But one of the things that a few people have asked me for that we do at the THVCon is a Linux install fest.
Yeah.
Where people who are having problems with Linux installing or configure it.
Yeah,
Mandrake noobs.
I actually downloaded the live CD of Gentoo today.
Ooh, did you get the package CD as well?
No, I just got the Universal CD.
But get the package CD as well, because you need that installed, like a GUI and various packages.
I didn't know that. Well, I just downloaded it. It booted up beautifully, and then I was like, okay, there's no GUI. I was like, where's the X server? X server, locate X server.
No. What it is, the Gentoo installation is just a basic shell where you can copy files over, copy packages, compile the kernel, compile the packages, all that stuff.
Ah, for fuck's sake. Okay, fair enough.
It takes at least 2.5 hours to install Gentoo, because you're doing it all by hand.
Blimey.
Literally doing it all by hand.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's one of the things we're going to be doing in Install Fest. People who want Gentoo installed, you know, that takes a long time, so we won't be installing that.
No. You can do that when we go back to the hotel room for me. Thanks very much. Yeah. Goodbye.
We'll give you pointers. Yeah, but if you want to install Gentoo for your boy.
Yeah. Read a fucking manual.
Fucking noob. Yeah, but what else are we going to be doing? Sharing of information, obviously.
We're going to be doing talks. So, you know, the first ever kind of UK talk.
Yep.
I'm going to be doing a presentation on a topic that I have not yet chosen.
Do you know what would be good? It's like, for around about 8-ish?
Yeah.
I don't know, about 7, 8-ish. That me, you, and Planet actually do a joint talk, it's like a keynote sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Are you bringing a video camera?
I will be, yes, but the problem is, I did a little test prep to see how well I can take the video off the camera, and apparently my software that I used to do it with no longer likes my video camera and is not going to do it. So basically, I was going to say this. If anyone has a video camera that they know they can take footage off from, please bring it along. Anyone else with digital cameras, bring them. Any kind of photography, please do bring it, because we want this event recorded. Sadly, I can record this thing, but the only thing I'll be able to put it onto is VHS. So, you know.
Even then, we can get, you know, someone might be able to convert it then.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, because you can get me things like that that do it. But I'll, like, Maplin and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that'd be good if me, you and Planet done a main talk. Like, sort of, an official outlining of what we want to do with the Hacker's Voice and all that, our goals for the future. Yeah. What we want to do with the new levels that we want to take the show to. Because, you know, this is 30 episodes a month, I believe.
Yeah, well,
just over a month.
Two months now.
Yeah, hitting 2 months.
Well, we've gone through August, now it's September, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Fuck.
Yep, we're hitting 2 months, and, you know, I think it's safe to say that the show's been quite successful.
I think it is safe to say that, yeah, especially globally successful, not if only in the UK. This is, you know, serious stuff now. We're actually, we've realised our goals, now let's get to our dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I couldn't have said it better myself, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, come on, 30 episodes, right, doing it Monday to Friday.
Mm.
That's a shitload of time, a shitload of dedication you especially put into this.
Yeah.
Because you've only missed one episode and even then you called in for it.
Yeah, even then I was actually doing it. I was going to a meeting, so you know.
Yeah. You were representing the THP.
Sure.
But
I was actually in prison.
Yeah, you're in prison. Yeah. Scotland Yard.
Yeah. Of all the places.
I couldn't think of any old shop.
Yeah.
yeah, that's another thing. If anybody who listens to the show wants to bring anyone along at all, except from spies, please feel free to do so, because we are here to open minds.
Yeah, definitely. And anyone who is listening to this, either right now or on the archives, tell somebody about this. Tell somebody about this. You know that this exists. If you're currently in high school and you're going through a hard time and you've heard this and you're like, hey, this is cool, tell one of your friends, or You know, tell your colleagues at work, spread the news, because we're here for you. And, you know, we kind of dedicate our time to basically bring back the UK hacking scene, which is what
Has been pretty dormant compared to everyone else for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Which is sad, really, when you think about it. There's so much talent here. It's a shame that all the hackers have been turning into suits.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
And do look up on the forums. There's information about your local 2600 meeting. Go to 2600 meetings. And basically, if not only just to, you know, have a few pints with like-minded people, that's basically what it is, you know. It's not heavy stuff. What we're trying to do is create, and I know that Reverend Rat listens to this, so I just want to say, you know, what we're trying to do is actually construct a organized forum so that people can discuss things on a day-to-day basis if they wish, and also have localized gatherings, you know, quasi 2600, but with a kind of, I don't know, our kind of lone gunman feel to it.
That's another thing that I had a wee idea about. If anybody who goes to the 2600 meetings around the country and are interested in meeting up, you know, for the October one, you know, come along. You know, I guarantee you it will be worth it, because there's got to be so many people. Everybody who's going there, we're all going to be working together. There's no set structure for the people who, you know, are behind the scenes. You know, at the moment we have 5 main people here who are trying to organise, and that's myself, Belial, Planet, Ionix, and TC.
Yeah.
That's the 5 main people, but everyone contributes to this.
Sure.
Either in feedback, ideas, suggestions, or just even the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we know who's dedicated because we see you every day in IRC, you know. We know who is with us, and even those people that are not regular, you know, it's good to know that you do visit us, and it's nice to see.
And we really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate the new people that come into IRC, and we're always very kind of open, and I every question I ask is, hi, how are you? How did you hear about us? Where you're from? Yeah. Sort of thing, you know, because I want to know how this kind of spreads, because it's as much as intriguing to me that you're here as it is for you to be listening to us, if you see what I mean.
Because contrary to what people might think, the Hacker's Voice and Hacker Voice Radio was actually planned within 15 minutes of me, Planet, and Blau meeting each other.
Yeah.
So we kind of had an idea what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, the show started.
Exactly.
So, another wee thing. If anyone around the country who goes to the 2600 meeting, or is a group of hackers, like his friends around that, and you want to set up a meeting, it doesn't necessarily have to be a 2600 meeting, it can be a Hacker's Voice meeting.
Exactly.
Because we are allowing people to meet. Our main goal is for people to come together, share information, and to explore technology, computer security, and our minds together.
Yeah.
That's essentially why we're here. So, if you need a central place to be organised, to share information, you can do that in our forums.
Exactly.
We are more than willing to set up a separate sub-forum, forum or sub-forum, for you to communicate all your information, to organise and all that.
Sure.
We will not charge for that service because there is no point in doing that.
No. But there is one clause to this, and it's probably more my matter, is that I'd like everything that you do discuss to be recorded in a kind of minutes sort of thing, or just to say the topics that were discussed, not necessarily who said what, but you know, just a summary of what you talked about, and then put that up, because there's no point in saying there was a meeting, that's it.
What we're interested in is the actual meetings themselves. Other people might not be able to attend, but you can, you know, let do maybe a 10-minute soundbite, or someone's giving a presentation, record that, even if it's video, we can host it. Or perhaps you can get hosting yourself, you know, depends on your situation. But essentially what we're here for is the freedom of information and the free sharing of information.
Exactly.
So, what else have we got to be doing over this week, over the weekend?
Well, I'm going to be, over the weekend, I'm going to be planning what I'm going to be talking about.
No. The October 7th to October 9th.
Oh, right, okay. October 7th to October 9th, you're going to have the big crunch of the meeting, because I understand not many people will be able to attend both days.
Yeah, Friday's the main day, though.
Friday is the actual event. The Saturday will be whenever we kind of recover from the night. We're going to be booting up and charging up, heating up our laptops, going off, doing some wireless Wi-Fi scanning, hopefully in the central business capital of London, which is Canary Wharf. So we're going to be doing some social engineering, some urban exploration, and some more walking.
And in some dumpster diving.
Well, you're free to do that, my friend.
Yep. Pussy, not getting your hands dirty. You need to get your hands dirty to get the good information.
I don't want to fucking catch rabies from a rabid mouse, rat, or whatever in there.
Yuck. But just to kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, eventually. It will.
Yeah, eventually.
Anyway.
So it's really got to be fun. I mean, I'm kind of doing my presentation on introducing people to hacking.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into so much detail, you know, a really techy subject, because I'll probably be half pissed by then, so.
Yeah, I will have to definitely control my drinking a lot, because. Yeah. I know what I'm like when I'm drunk, and I won't be making any sense. So I probably will only start drinking after my talk.
Yeah.
And also, it'll be fucking good to meet you, because we've never actually met.
I know.
It's mad.
That's why I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah.
Seeing you in plant and everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
See, that's the best thing about having this in the UK. I mean, we can actually get together and see each other in person in the offline world.
Definitely, yeah. Mm. And it's a very strange feeling when you actually meet with a hacker. I mean, me and Napster went off, war walking, and that's the first time ever that I've been able to experience that with someone else. Usually, you do it by yourself, and you kind of feel a bit weird. And people look at you because you're there on your laptop in, like, you know, the middle of fucking wherever you are. So it was good to be able to do that with someone else and share ideas and go, oh, fuck, this isn't working. Do you suggest this? Let's try this. Let's do that. Let's climb those stairs. Let's fucking, you know, leap that. And I don't know. You know, it was good.
Yep.
And that's basically what we need more of, is to bring more people to hacking. And
damn right.
Yep.
Because contrary to what people might think, hacking isn't about breaking the law. Hacking is about your own mental challenge, your own exploration of your own mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we are for. We are the smarter ones, the ones with our eyes opened, the ones who defy the suits.
Yeah.
I don't like suits, as people might have gathered.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a funny 2 weeks, last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been telling people that I've been going to the our conference in London. And last Thursday, I went to the college office and I asked for permission for time off for the Friday.
Right.
And they asked me why not. It's so I can still get my money.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me why. I says I'm going to a conference, and she just looked at me, and I says it's a computer conference relating to pertaining to my course. It's relating to my course. And she says, have you got permission from a course teacher to go on it? And I was like, fuck. And I was like, I have verbal permission. I don't have anything in writing, though.
Yeah.
And she says, well, if it's pertaining to the course, you have to get writing for it. Otherwise, I can't authorise it on those grounds. And I was like, oh, right, no problem. So I went to one of my teachers, Tony.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I was like, you know, hacker meeting, you know, the teachers in that college are cool. I was like, meeting up for the first time, do a bit of hacking, talking and shit like that. And he was like, fuck aye.
Yeah.
So, I have permission from college to go to a hacker meeting. Hacker meeting.
Is that not fucking cool, eh?
And it actually says on it, I hereby grant Scobie permission to attend THB Con 2005.
can you bring that down? So, I mean, scan it or something, block out your name, block out anything you don't want people to find out. That would be something we need to put up on the website.
Right, I will do. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
That's
I just thought it was got to see granted permission to go to a conference. I think it's got to see. It's like because I wrote the name of the conference on it. It's THB Con 2005.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ah, good fun though.
Yep.
Good fun. Another wee thing I've been doing for the past few weeks, since Friday, is training up for my Cisco certifications.
Oh yes.
I'm in college at the moment, but I want to get my Cisco certifications because I'm trying to get into university and all the only qualifications that I have is my hacking, which doesn't stand very good in paper, and the years that I've done in college. And even at that, it doesn't stand well because looking for people with A levels in maths and physics and all that, I don't have that.
No, neither do I.
So I said to myself, if I go for Cisco certifications, which show that I actually know what the fuck I'm doing, then and present the certificates to them, and they would say, he's elite.
Yeah.
So, what am I? College lecturers actually suggested I was go for my Microsoft certifications.
Yeah.
And he kind of backed away about 3 feet when they said that. Because everyone in that college knows how much I hate Microsoft. Seriously.
Yeah. I don't think you stand a 3-month Microsoft course.
No.
I think you would lose your nut.
No, see, here's the thing. See, when I'm doing the Cisco certifications, I'm not actually doing the actual course.
Yeah.
It's just the exam I'm doing, the CCNA exam,
sure.
Which costs £100.
Yeah.
Because the actual course is £5,000 for 4 days.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, and you know, people have that, like people who already work for a company and the company pays for it, but
yeah.
You know, I'm just a scruffy hacker at college
yeah.
with no money. But so, doing that and oh shit. The college lecturer asked me, he says how are you going to obtain the course content to get up to speed for the exam?
Yeah.
I says, don't worry about that, I'll obtain it through questionable means. And he says, you're fucking nuts. But I already have all the course content on my Linux partition.
Oh.
And I've ordered, it's like the big white boxes.
Yeah.
I actually got a loan of them from my lecturer because he actually teaches it on Thursday.
Oh right, cool.
In the college.
Well, for everyone that wants to know, I'm actually going to be attending a C++ course. I might pull up the dates of when it's going to start. I don't have the course book with me in my vicinity. But it's going to be held at somewhere in Westminster in London. The reason why I wanted to do it primarily was to either meet other programmers or people interested in programming, and secondly to touch up on my C++. because there's nothing better than going to an actual course and being forced to do something instead of lazing out and trying to, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll try this function tomorrow, I'll write this program whenever I get the fucking time to. So it's going to be in the evenings, and it's going to be in 18 parts. I think it's going to stretch a few months. So anyone interested, get in touch with me, and I'll let you know when it is, how much it costs, and wherever you are, sort of thing, and how to join. So yeah.
Does that mean that there's a few nights of the week that you won't be available for the show?
No, I'll actually have enough time to get back.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, yeah, I think I get back around 8, so I'll be not, right. I'll be here to the show.
Cool. Even if you're not, you know, somebody will fill in.
Yeah.
Now that Planet has his new spiffy equipment.
Yeah, I feel better now that I know that somebody can, you know, take up my reins and take over.
His mic sounds good.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't really, at the time I couldn't hear it really good because it was on the phone, but, well.
Yeah, it sounds better than mine.
I think he went all out though.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
You did as well, but I think with a mic he spent he spent a lot of money on it.
Sure. Well, I purchased a standard kind of karaoke. No, it was good quality kind of, you know, microphone. Uh-huh. I padded it up a bit with foam, and I've got a spiff filter. And it, you know, the good thing about it is I can actually control the volumes, and I can make my voice better than it is. So yeah, but it's good to know that, you know, we can basically accommodate for any any drops in microphones and stuff.
Yes, that was my pen. Sorry, it was actually mounted onto top of my monitor, but
mounted on.
I was drunk and knocked off.
What did you type in? mount/pen/
No, the mic was mounted to the monitor, not the fucking pen.
Oh.
Why would I mount a pen to a monitor?
I don't know. Knowing you, fucking do anything.
Bastard.
I'm actually running a Linux installation off my fridge at the moment. And I'd probably believe you if you said that.
Well, not the fridge, but got a DVD player that runs Linux. I didn't install it though. It was one I got off the internet.
Cool.
And it's just a normal DVD player, you know, so.
Yeah.
But it runs Linux, so I bought it.
Cool.
And it has various, because it runs Linux, it's so overthrown, runs various compression schemes, and it plays all the bootlegged DVDs.
Nice.
And Planet knows all about bootleg porno DVDs.
Yeah. Can it write as well, or does it just play?
Huh?
Can it write, or does it just play?
No, it's just a player.
Okay.
No, I've got a recorded DVD in my machine here, so. Plus, I don't watch TV, so.
No, I don't watch TV either. Don't have fucking time to watch TV.
TV's shit anyway, probably. You're not missing out. There's some good stuff in Sky, it's like the 4400 and shit, but.
Yeah.
Everything else is pish. I just watch the news first thing in the morning, have my coffee, fuck off to college.
Yeah. Okay.
What other things was I going to say? Shit. There's something else I was going to say there, do you know hear it when that happens?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck. Oh, aye. My VC tutorial will be updated tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Because I've been writing parts of that. I actually haven't had time lately because, you know, I've been drinking and doing other shit.
Yeah.
And I'm also working on a PHP, I told you this earlier, working on a PHP script that connects to a telnet or SSH server.
Right, yeah.
So that you can connect to it from behind the firewall.
Yeah, so I can go in IRC while I'm at work. Oh, that's going to be productive.
The other day, there was like, I was trying to set up a Java SSH client, and it failed miserably because it was a bitch and it's Java, and I don't like Java, and I don't know Java, so. So, PHP I do know, however, so hopefully I can get something going there.
I wonder how many listeners we've had so far.
I don't know. Do people listen to us?
We've had. I think we've pushed over 9 gigs on the file server in the last 5 days.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Yeah. So, you know, people are paying attention, I presume.
Yes, I just hope it's the right people.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
I think it is.
There might be Illuminati people. They're meeting at the Freemasons' Arms. Let's kill the bastards.
You never know. Hey, you know, the good thing is we might actually get to meet some of these people there.
I keep freaking planning out thinking that, saying to him, right, I'll teach you the secret handshake before we go in.
Yeah.
I actually know a few of them.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah. I know the one for the 33rd degree.
Right.
So, when we go in, we meet the honours, not just say we are the people that's going to be holding the meeting, do the Illuminati handshake on them, and they will cream in their pants.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm Tony Blair's boss. Aye. You forget it.
If you see people in wearing aprons, then fear.
Yes. I'm wearing my big wicked robe.
Yeah.
Robe.
Your Jedi.
Yeah, it's like the big Jedi thing, yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, definitely bring your Jedi lightsaber and your robe and everything. Cool, well, shall we finish off here, or do you have anything more to...
Visit the forums, share information, share this, you know, share the show, tell everybody.
Yeah, if you want to burn it, burn it on
sexy.
CD.
Oh, that's what it was. We're planning to put the show on CD.
Yeah.
So, for the swag section.
Yeah.
Napster was talking to me about this 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, yeah, we can do that. It's like, because he's a dial-up noob.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nappy, we love you dearly.
Well, he's on AOL, so we're allowed to cuss him.
Yes, that just deserves a slagging.
Mm. Napster, we know you're not listening, because you've got an AOL! Sorry.
You keep timing out!
Yeah.
His worst phrase ever during the show
to
see on screen is buffering.
So, what's Napster doing? I'm buffering.
Oh, well, you're on AOL. That explains it! Anyway, we're going away because we've been on for an hour, we're talking load of shit now, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, and we have a gallery as well.
Oh, yes.
Naked pics.
Check out the galleries, check out the meeting pictures of the last mid-month Hacker Boys meeting and 2600 meeting.
There's a funny picture of Belial.
Yeah, there's a very weird picture of me doing a funny thing with my face.
Yes,
that's
and
not,
the...
That's not what I actually look like, it's just...
It's a mask.
Yeah, it's just a mask.
There's also a picture of my brother on the galleries where we're washing his car.
I was actually, that's a very nice picture. For the first time ever, I've actually seen grass. There's no
it
grass
looks
in
so
London.
Is there no?
Nah, it looks like a Teletubby thing, man. It looks like the land of the Teletubbies.
I'll tell him you say that.
Yeah.
He actually does look like that. He actually does look that stupid, and he is that stupid. But the stupid look he had in his face.
It's fucking classic.
He was kind of drunk at the time.
Right.
So he had a good few beers and he got up with car keys and all that. He was like, I'm going to wash your car. Okay.
Steam washing the car. And that is the time for... Bye-bye!
Tattoo bears, darling.
We'll be finishing off with the...
Russian national.
National anthem.
Hang on a second, we need to sing.
Okay. Dasidanya!
Sing, Bobby. In Soviet Russia, the radio listens to you. Don't you forget my little karate. Bye-bye.